Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, again, I thought the Warriors on the whole played pretty well, you know, up until that one stretch. They led by 16 points. And, you know, I think when you're in this situation, too, there's always, you know, those moments where, you know, the other team looks to find some bounce. They look to find some life. And the Spurs found it with Keldon Johnson. They came out of a timeout. And the Keldon Johnson drove and scored, got a foul on Gui Santos, made the free throw, and all of a sudden it's a 13-point game. Gary Payton II missed a three. Keldon Johnson comes down, gets the defensive rebound, hits a three-foot shot from Devin Vassell. Now it's an 11-point game. Another missed three by GP2. Cornette rebounds, and then Keldon Johnson misses. Cornette gets an offensive rebound, and Keldon Johnson gets the putback, and just like that, it goes from 16 points at 6:25 of the third down to 9 at 5:06, just over a minute and change. And then Cornette gets a steal. Harper gets a layup, and the Warriors call timeout. Now it's a 7-point game. And now San Antonio, the number 2 seed in the West, they have all their confidence going. They look up at the scoreboard and say, we're going to be okay. We've been through this before. Good teams do that. You know, we saw this with the Warriors in their dynastic run. You know, they would get down by 10 to 12 to a team they should be beating. And what happens? You get a steal, a bucket, another bucket, and all of a sudden everything seems okay. And the Spurs got back to playing the way they play. Now, the Warriors, on the other hand, I thought, you know, up until that point, did a lot of great things. I mean, if you had told me coming into this game that Moses Moody would have 17, Draymond would have 17, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, 17 for De'Anthony Melton, 16 for Brandon Podziemski, I'd say, hey, you know, the Warriors had a shot tonight. And they did. They had a shot until the last couple of minutes when the Spurs put the ball game away. But I think when you listen to Steve Kerr a little bit later on, you will hear a lot of praise coming for him. They can't fault, you know, the Warriors' effort. They had 6 of their 9 guys who were available tonight, scored in double figures, and 2 of the other 3 had 9 points. They just got beat where you thought they were going to get beat. They got beat in the paint, 60-42. Wembanyama, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 2 block shots. And by our count from statistician Alan Brown, he altered to 10 other shots. And then you got to add that there's probably 5 or 6 or 7 decisions that he altered, you know, on guys trying to drive to the bucket. And that, to me, has always been the advantage of having a real good defensive 7-foot type of guy. Is not, you know, Andrew Bogut was that way. It's not just the shots he blocked. It was the shots he altered and the decisions he changed. Rudy Gobert is the same way. You know, and when you have a guy like that, that's why these guys are in, you know, voting for Defensive Player of the Year. So Golden State loses. They fall back to 3 games above 500, 29 and 26. San Antonio now 22 games above 500. They are 38 and 16. Now, the good news is for the Warriors, Portland also lost. So they still have a 3-game lead on Portland for the number 8 spot. And Phoenix lost. So they're still only 3 games behind Phoenix. So even though losing tonight, the Warriors didn't lose any ground going up or down on the scoreboard. Now it's time for the All-Star break. I think it comes at a really good time. I think it comes at a time where the Warriors' main goal over this break, not only to get away and to reset, you know, your head and body for the final games of the season, you know, of which, you know, the Warriors will have a total of 27 games left. But for the Warriors, the most important thing is to get healthy, you know, to get Steph Curry back on the floor, get Seth Curry on the floor for the first time all year, get Kristaps Porzingis on the floor to see what he can do with this team, to get Will Richard healthy. He missed tonight's game. To get L.J. Cryer healthy so they have that extra guard to work with. And so that's going to be, I think, the goal of the team heading into this All-Star break. And it's going to last for Roughly 8 days or so. The Warriors' next game, our upcoming games, will be Thursday, February 19th. The Boston Celtics come to town. They've been one of the more surprising teams in the league. Not surprising because they're winning, but just the way they're winning with Jason Tatum out. Jaylen Brown has taken over the scoring mantle for Boston all year long, played well. 6:30 the airtime, 7 o'clock the tip, as the Warriors will take on Boston. And then Sunday, this is a rare 12:30 tip, 12 o'clock airtime on Sunday, February 22nd. The Warriors take on the Denver Nuggets, so come have your lunch with the Dubs on Sunday. So the final score, 126-113 San Antonio with the win.